Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. And you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. Or you can go over to BennyOnDemand.com to our private community, or check out if you need this powerful voice at your powerful event. You can go to BennyTheVoice.com, boy, and we get it on. All right. Today, I want to thank you once again for allowing me into your heart and your homes. We have another extraordinary show. My guest today is Mr. John R. Hardy. John R. Hardy knows how to identify issues with his ability using astral enlightenment as a tool to educate people on a simple life strategies and solutions. John is the founder of Astral Enlightenment. For the past 10 years, he has brought amazing results to people near and far seeking simple answers to life-challenging issues. As an astral life coach, John has worked one-on-one with all of his clients, helping them by educating them using the tools of his astral enlightenment, bringing answers, understanding happiness, and fulfillment. Growing up in church, John wanted a deeper understanding of the Bible, which changed his life. John is a master astrologist, numerologist, herbalist, and metaphysics. Stumbled over that one. His practice is spiritual-based foundation, educating others how to raise their vibrations to a higher level for a holistic approach towards self-healing. John is on a mission to help heal over 1 billion people before leaving this earth. Once again, John, thank you for being here on the Benny Randall Show, brother.
For the invite, man. I definitely appreciate this.
There it is. We're going to jump right into it. For all of our listeners, give me a definition of what astrology is and what it's all about.
Modern-day astrology today, and the reason I say modern, it was actually an ancient practice. So modern astrology, you know, you used to see on YouTube, just speaks about a person, zodiac signs, and it really kind of give a general description of personalities and, you know, how a zodiac sign is. But we're coming into the age where we're reopening the shadows of ancient astrology. And in ancient astrology, it was always a spiritual practice. If you go back into the time of what they call a master of the universe, Jesus, Gandhi, Buddha, most of those people, the Sumerians, most of those people practice watching the stars, where the stars can tell you if the weather's going to be good. They can forecast financial predictions. You know, but this was a practice, an ancient practice the ancient Indians used to do, ancient Africans. You know, so it's an ancient practice of knowing, for example, of getting up without having a clock.
Gotcha. Okay, well, here's where I want to go, because I want to keep it in layman terms. I want everybody, you know, me, you, and about 2 million listeners. I want to break it down for in layman terms so everybody could get something from this particular show. There's basically right. like 4 signs, right? There's the water sign, fire signs, earth signs, and air signs. Can you give me a little bit of each, you know, in layman terms? Why do we have these 4 different categories? And what's the difference between the water, fire, earth, and air signs?
Okay, when most people are studying astrology, it's associated with life itself. So you have the 4 basic elements that apply to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the water sign, which is actually Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces. And water is more of a dealing with the emotions. You can find these signs to be more emotional, but it actually puts them more in a spiritual aspect as well, because emotions is spirit. Now you got air signs, which is Aquarius, Gemini, and Libras. Now the air represents intelligence, intellect, people who's very it's a difference between being intellectual and analytical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these signs, you could find them being more mentally stimulated on achieving things in life. And then you have the earth sign. And the earth signs will be Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. These people resemble the earth as far as the grass, the, you know, the dirt, the ground on the earth. They're more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
They're more practical with what they want to do. And then you have the fire sign, and the fire sign represent more of a passion. So you'll have signs like Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. And these elements associated with life elements on the earth, which give them, you know, good things and challenges. You know, somebody that's mm-hmm. like an Aries, they could be impulsive. That fire kicks in. You know, somebody like a Leo could be impulsive too, but they'd be less impulsive. And then Sagittarius would be even more or less impulsive. So each element, you know, of these zodiac signs, you could find certain personalities and qualities within them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, here's what I want to be very clear with. Like, so now with these signs, people always want to know, every time they want to know about astrology, or they always want to know about love. Now, tell me a little bit about the compatibility love chart, you know, between signs, and how much of this stuff is really accurate, and how much of it's just elements from each sign per se. Because, you know, nothing's to an exact science. You know what I mean? Because I'm a Taurus.
Right.
So there's things in Taurus that I'll be like, okay, I can relate that to that. And then there'll be things I'll be like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? You know, in that aspect.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd be like, hold up, but they ain't even got a clue today. You know what I mean? In that aspect. So tell me a little bit about the compatibility of the zodiac signs love chart.
Well, I want to say, first of all, when people ask me, you know, I'll be doing predictions. And when people ask me what sign is compatible with what sign, the first thing I tell them, you can't find love in astrology. I mean, there's a technical, because the formula, like you said, it goes too deep. So you got some general things that may, you know, connect with each other. So let's take mm-hmm. the elements, right? You could take somebody with an air sign. Air, in general, is compatible with air sign. Air is also compatible with fire sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take earth and water. They're compatible with each other. Now, if you look at it like nature, what grounds water on this earth?
The land
earth itself.
The land. Yeah, the land itself.
The land grounds the earth. So this is why somebody that's a Virgo might be, you know, have a better relations to a Cancer. Now, if you take that same element like the air and you mix that with a water sign, that's equivalent to putting the fan over a tub. And you can blow water out, because their emotions can't handle the intellectual sign. So that sometimes is not the best compatibility. Now, you could take fire and air. But I found that to be, you know, reasonable, one of the best, because it's passion, fire, intellect. It's a stimulation there. But, you know, a lot of signs in general astrology, they're just say earth and water go together, air and fire go together. That's the basics. But then you could put air and air together because they're dealing off the intellect. Kind of hard to put the fire and fire together, but it can work again. But like
so basically, no matter what, it's just like that of the human nature that, you know, some things can work together and opposites attract, but there's nothing written in stone. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Exactly, because opposite attracts. If you get somebody that's an Aries, right, they could be more selfish. And then you get somebody that's a Libra, they love relationships. So when they balance each other out, then the relationship become harmonious. But if they don't balance each other out, the Libra is going to always say he's focused on himself. And then the Aries is going to say, she's all in my business, worrying about who I'm having relationships with, not just, you know, not sexual, just business relationships, because Libra do rules one-on-one business relationships. So they want to know everything about the mate they're with. So they could balance that energy out. You take the opposite of Leo and Aquarius, or Virgo and Pisces. These are the axes of opposite attract, if they can make it work. Perfect balance.
Very powerful.
But it goes so deep.
John, deep. I just want you to know that, you know, we only have a certain amount of time on this show. Like, we can't be here for like 3 or 4 days. So I need to ask more than one question.
Right.
You just going off, brother. Let me tell you about things that I'm going down and sees the repetits of the manifestations of, like, it's like, all right, John, we got that, bro. But we got limited time. We want to get as much questions across as possible. So what I want to do, I want to jump into some of the traits of some of these signs. People tend to always be interested in that, right? Let's start with the Aquarius. Tell me some of the traits of an Aquarius.
Aquarius can be unique, different. And the reason is why they rule by Uranus. The planet is different, unique. Aquarius can have a tendency of being around a lot of friends. You got some that love parties, crowds of people. They also could be helpful in a lot of ways.
You know what I want to do? So we'll narrow it down. Let's talk about the strengths of each sign. So what's the strengths of Aquarius type of person?
The strength of Aquarius is humanity, helping people for a higher cause. They give people hope, wishes, and dreams. They love crowds. Mm-hmm. They love parties. You know, they always, you know, they can love animals. They can love family. So they always being more of a hope. In general, just make it simple. They give a lot of hope, and you know, they could be positive motivation towards.
So Aquarius type of person will be a great event planner, huh?
Oh yeah.
Because you said they love people, so it seemed like they would be great type of hosting events.
They love crowds. You can't find an Aquarius that don't like to be at a party.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, so let's jump over to the Pisces. Give me the strengths of a Pisces.
The strength of a Pisces, they could be more compassionate. They could be more introvert. They'll listen. Pisces got a tendency of helping people, helping the helpless, for instance. So a lot of people I know that's Pisces, they could be in a relationship and they could be, you know, helping people that, you know, involved in relationship of somebody who just came home from jail, somebody who got diabetes. They're more spiritually nurturing towards helping people, you know what I mean? And they can, you know, work behind the scene in those type of areas, you know, without even technically looking for credit from that. And they actually, Pisces being the last zodiac sign, is the most spiritual sign, and they're psychics, and they don't know it. Pisces could be on the corner, walk away, something happens, always get away.
Very powerful. All right, so let's move on to the Aries.
Aries, their strength is being assertive. They like to initiate things. They could be early risers. They can have big plans and dreams. And if they put their passion into their love, they go in full forward. Nothing can stop them. You know, they just like getting things done, action motivated. They actually have one of the strongest physical. Like, they could be track runners, even though they could burn out fast. Mm-hmm. They could be some good track runners. They got speed. You know, they could rush to get things done. They want to get it done real fast. So I give them a lot of physical ability to getting things done that they are in love with or they have a passion for.
Very, very powerful. This is going good. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to the Benny Randle Show. We're speaking to John Hardy, the astrology expert, master. How do you say it?
Master astrologist.
All right, y'all want to get that right? I tell you, I bring y'all all different topics because I like to explore and I like people to understand that there's a lot of different things, and we'll get a little bit deeper into that. We just talked about the Aquarius, the Pisces, and the Aries. So if you just joining us at this point, you can go back and listen to this. We're about to go on to the Taurus. That's me right here. Let's go, bro. Let me see how good you know a little bit about me. Let's go.
So Taurus, we're going back to the element.
We're going back to the strengths. Well, I want to know the strengths. Remember, we want to focus on the strengths.
I'm going to use the element to break down the strength. I love breaking out Taurus. See, Taurus, the element is earth. So they like to be stable. They like simple routine. You know, most Taurus like to leave from home, go to work, go by their girlfriend's house, and then go by their friends. And anything disrupt their routine, that's what they don't like. Taurus have a slow, methodical way of building things in their life. They even like to eat slow. They got a good taste for food. They could be chefs. They could be cooks. They can identify. If you got garlic, ginger, they can identify. You know, they don't like to be disturbed when they're eating. But Taurus have a longevity for financial planning because they're in a house. And they definitely, you know, as much fire and energy they could put into things, Taurus actually got a long-term goal, long-term plan, and they love to be stable. Any instability with a Taurus could knock almost all of their game off.
I love it. I love it, man. This is getting good. All right, let's push it over to the Gemini.
Gemini is a master communicator. Like, Taurus can communicate, but they have a sweet way of communicating. Gemini have more of a mental way of communicating. Gemini can be a party hoster. Gemini could be a spokesperson. Gemini actually rules over communication. Gemini love to talk wherever they go. If they go to a party, again, similar to Aquarius, they will attract people through their communication. They definitely master communication. They think fast, quick. They got a problem. Mm-hmm. They just going for a solution. A Gemini will solve the problem, especially if it's in their best interest. Mercury works fast with them, and they just like they find a problem. Sometimes they can put themselves against the wall, but they always, you know, that's almost like it's almost like a trick of the trade to them. It makes them act faster, so they quit thinking. They're communicators. You can see them. They like to use their hands a lot when they, you know, talking sometimes. And they think fast. They witty with the way they think.
Yeah, you right on point. Because, you know, I did a lot of research before speaking to you. I was like, you know, I'm going to speak to him, but I want to make sure I want to make sure he on point about what he's doing. So I'm going to just be checking him with some of these questions right here, because I don't never get the questions in advance. I just like to talk to people who know their stuff. And you right on point, because some of the Gemini traits, it says gentle, affectionate, curious, adaptable, ability to learn quickly and exchange ideas. You was pretty much on point.
Right.
You know,
and they're also good for writing. And I left that out. Communication and writing. They love writing. If you know a Gemini, they got notes that they might have didn't follow up on, might have followed up on. Writing and speaking is what they really master.
All right, so let's move over to the Cancer. What are their strengths?
Cancer strength is nurturing. They have more motherly ways. So, you know, not technically feminine, but if you look at it, they love the home. If they home is disrupted, like a lot of Cancers just really want to nurture the home. They want to nurture the family. They want to nurture the kids. Their strength is just being happy at home. Some of them, their emotions could be quiet. You got some, then you got some that their emotion, they'll reveal. And they kind of like, privacy. They actually love the privacy of their home, of their relationship. And, you know, they could just be more similar to a Pisces, but they won't go in depth. They could be like very emotionally analytical, watching people's emotions. A Cancer could feel somebody lying to them. So they're more, not psychic, I would say they're more intuitive. Cancers are intuitive and ruled by the moon. They can use that to their benefit, like the full moons and new moons. But they definitely intuitive, emotional in a good way, support, nourish. I mean, they will cook food and bring it to you. Like, they'll treat people like family.
All right, then, if there's any Cancers out there, young ladies, and you hot and you bring food, holler at me, man. I'm just joking. All right, Mr. Johnny, let's move on. We're on number 6 right now, the Leo. Let's talk about the Leo, their strengths.
Leos, you see, the thing about Leos, they got a personality that some of them don't really show. So the Leos love attention. And they actually made for attention. And the power of a Leo, they could be built for entertainment. You know, they love the attraction of attention. They don't like to be held down. They like to be free. Leos, you know, kind of got ways where some of them, the 50-50, they can love kids and some can't stand kids. But it's this kids element that got to do with them. Now, Leo is an independent sign. That's the good thing about a Leo. The only problem is they could be so independent where they'll come to work at their own time. So they really made to be entrepreneur, entertainment, model, singers. They will do well in that area. And when they come out, they're good dressers. They love fashion. So when they stand out, they get attention without even looking for it. A Leo's the type of person that can go out with their girlfriend, don't like people close up on their face, sit all the way to the side, and everybody will start coming their way. They didn't even look for it.
Very powerful. Let's push it to the Virgo, my friend.
Virgos is deep analytical people. Now, if you want to challenge anybody with a memory, wasting your time with a Virgo. Virgo got the opposite of a Gemini. A Gemini, I told you, is a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo is intel. So Virgo would take in information. When they come in the house, they analytical too on a mental level. And they can store memory like God knows. Because if you look at the sun, for instance, Mercury is closer to the sun. You know, God sent a lot of information through the sun. So Mercury, this type of Mercury, takes in information, but Gemini puts out information. Now, these people are super analytical, and they have, you know, this is why they could kind of speak a little harsher, but they are good with analytical. They can proofread things. You want somebody to go over something for you, they can go over that. They're very hard workers, service for others, you know, help, physical fitness, dieting. That's what they actually made for. A lot of them, I know that's into their power, health, physical. Some of them work 3 jobs. Some of them hit the 3 gyms. Some of them are vegans and things like that. You know what I mean? But they mental is probably one of the most powerful mental out of all the zodiac signs because they memory is like a hard drive.
All right, cool. Let's push it to the Libra, my friend.
Libra love relationships. Libra is... most Libras are, you know, they could be considered to be beautiful, sexy, but they have a way of balancing things out, like hypothetically in relationship or with family members. Libra actually love attention just like Leo. The only difference, Libra will go get that attention. Libra will, just like Gemini and Aquarius, will make a good, they would turn a party up, for instance. They will go out there and be the light of the party at the same time, and they got good, they make fair judges, you know, so you're having a dispute, let the Leo come and be fair about it. They make good for going back to fashion again, going back to hair design, anything to do with beauty, Libra love that. Even male Libras, if you see them, they always dress away, they elegant, just like certain male Leos, they can be elegant. They speak with grace. A lot, I'm not going to say all of them, a lot of them speak with grace because it goes deeper than that. But
all right, cool.
Basically beautiful.
We don't give Libra too much time. Let's keep moving. We got 3 more signs, and then I got a lot of other questions I want to ask you, so that's why I'm kind of pushing through here, but I want to make sure we hit every sign. Let's hit Capricorn.
Capricorn is strong. They actually like to structure things. They actually I never met a Capricorn that wasn't a hard worker, similar to Virgo, but Capricorn, they could make good leaders. You know, Capricorn can make good workers. I mean, Virgos can make good workers. They can make good leaders. They can make good supervisors. They can make good manager. Even some of the parents, some of my clients that I spoke to, they will complain about the kids not cleaning up, but they're cleaning up for the kids while they complain at the same time. So they would do that same thing on the job. Hard workers, they can be strong for their goals, you know, getting things done. They're very competitive, you know. Even when they was young, they was competitive. When they a Capricorn, if they're not number one on the job, they'll quit.
Wow, that's crazy.
Number one. They think they want to be number
one. They want to be number one, no matter what.
They want to be
right.
number one.
All right, yeah. we got two more to go, John, and then we can bounce to some other questions. Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is expansive. They got two sides to them. They're good networkers. Now, the opposite is Gemini, like networking in local communities. These guys can network internationally. They actually love traveling. They love networking. They love broadening things, meeting people from different backgrounds. They're actually one of the most spiritual signs, too, because their mind is extensive. They actually make good judges, too, because Sagittarius rule over legal proceedings, higher thinking, higher education, and things in that area. So I say the strength of a Sagittarius, if you know any, most of them was self-taught.
Very, very powerful. And last but not least, Scorpio, baby. I like to keep this last right here. Tell me a little bit about the Scorpio.
Scorpio is actually, besides Pisces, the deepest of the signs, because they're more psychologically, and their emotions is kind of more deeper than a Pisces, because Pisces is like the bottom of the ocean. Scorpio is like the middle. But it could be more intense. You know what I mean? Scorpios could be more intense with their emotions. They're actually the most sexual sign on top of it, because Scorpio rules the house of sex, and it rules the house of magic and things like that. So Scorpios can have dreams about things. They're actually good for business partnerships. They can actually bring people to the table to invest in business.
Because I heard Scorpio is the most sensual sign of the zodiac. Scorpios are extremely passionate, and intimacy is very important to them. They want intelligent and honest partners. Once Scorpios fall in love, they are dedicated and faithful. However, they enter into a relationship very carefully, because sometimes they need a little bit of time to build that trust and respect for partners. How accurate is that?
80%. Now, the thing about Scorpios is definitely they're super active sexually. And the reason why is because Scorpio rules the eighth house of deep sex, sex magic, transformation, rebirth, death, and all that. But that goes deeper than sex. So they see sex as not just sex. It's a part of transformation with them. So they could go deep into the partner that they with at that point. And it also, and what I call astromedic, Scorpio rules over the sexual reproduction of the body. So this is what makes them even more sexual. The planet Pluto is a sexual planet. So the good thing about it, because of those emotions, like in the medical field, they say like your sexual reproduction is the woman's strongest part of their body. So like you said, if they love you, yeah, they're going to put everything into it. But revenge, they take the chart for revenge. They will get you... I don't know, between them and Capricorns, like if they want revenge, they just come ahead on with a Capricorn to get you long down the line. But once they, like you said, if they love you, yeah, they'll put everything into the loving part, the sex part, you know, the whole family part. You know, they definitely will, but they definitely the most sexual besides Libra. Now, I don't want to say it like this, but Scorpio rules the bottom vagina, whereas Pisces rules the upper lip of the vagina. See, this is why they're so sexual.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. Hey, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr. We'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
That's right. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. The Sexiest Voice in America, a.k.a. Benny the Voice. You wish you had it. Holla. We have the Master Astrologist on our show today. His name is John Hardy, and we just went all the way through all the signs, and now we're going to get a little bit more deeper into this whole astrology thing, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Want to give you something a little bit more different, you know, that brings it to people. John, let me ask you this question. Why do people believe in astrology? Because there's a lot of people who don't, but I'm finding more and more people are starting to turn to numerologies and astrologies to somehow forecast what may or may not be going on in their life, their financial life, their love life. Why do people believe in astrology?
Because it's a metaphysic thing that NASA would say that's, you know, not true. But at the end of the day, facts is facts, you know. So it's something that you really can't believe, but the accuracy, hypothetically, of the prediction is so accurate, just the way I just described the signs. So a lot of people is now waking back up because, like I said, this was an ancient history. So we're going in from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, where a lot of people is waking back up to, you know, more or less like what makes sense and what don't make sense. We was taught not to believe in astrology. But if anybody know anything about a Mercury retrograde, those people know astrology is this. If you know about the personality of certain zodiac signs, it's almost undeniable. And if you go into the history of astrology, so people are going deeper into astrology to a point to say, okay, this does apply to me. This does apply to me. As you can see on my Facebook, a lot of people say my predictions, and it's general, but so many people said, I did have a car accident on the day you said. I did get a house on the day you said. So this is not more or less about belief. It's about, hold up, this is making sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of people beginning to see that versus, you know, don't believe into this. I don't listen to this. This is coonery.
So let me ask you this.
You know what I mean?
What's the difference between psychics, astrologers? You know, because people say they're doing one and the same. Is that true? Like, what's the difference? How does a person that's in astrology differ from a person that say they're psychic or maybe a medium?
Right. So we go into a psychic. I said that was Pisces. A psychic don't need astrologers because they get vibrations. They get, you know, messages from the outer world. That's a true psychic. They could communicate with the beyond. That's a true psychic. People put in psychic with astrologers. Astrologers use the stars, follow the stars. You know, basically, they can predict things based off the stars. Psychics just have the ability to go beyond this world. Now, there is a thing called spiritual astrology that connect you to that realm, but there's a big difference between psychic and astrology. The true astrologers is following the stars, the planets, and the fixed stars, and they can, you know, see a pattern of things. Like, for instance, the bull market. The bull on Wall Street came from astrology, so they could predict the financial forecasting about a good 60%. Mm-hmm. Now, psychic, delve into more of dealing with the people that passed away or, you know, having visions and, you know, is deeper to intuition. Psychic is like can communicate with the dead, and or psychic can be more of a feeling things versus knowing physical things to look for.
Very, very powerful. See, I'm glad that we're talking to you because there's so much things going around. So we're running out of time, man. When you're having fun, man, time goes so fast. So here's why I want to go into the last part of this show. Give me some predictions. Let's start with some predictions most people really want to know so that we can say them here. And then when they happen, people can come back to this show and say, I remember he said that before. Let's start with Donald Trump. Can you give me some good predictions? is he going to get a second term? That's what I want to know.
Well, one, I could tell you definitely no. And normally I've been posting about Donald Trump and I never said that he was going to be a piece of things like that. We're in an era right now where, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but we're in an era where things, Murphy's Law, you can't expect will happen. So there's a good chance he's going to be impeached. There's a good chance, a high probability of him not getting a second term, regardless of the outcome. As I speak right now, Donald Trump is having financial issues that got to do with females and joint finance. He's probably traveling as I speak today, and something from the past could come back on him as I speak today. And he actually being more impulsive, that's that. Leo energy, because I looked at his chart. He liked things his way. So he's not going to make another term because he have a lot of issues that got to do with, you know, some deep things coming back towards his finances. So you could see some updated things with joint finances, mm-hmm. business partners, people was backing off of him. You could see certain news media, maybe CNN, Fox, ABC, Star, CNN, they're losing money and views off him. So he's going to have some financial issues that he will pass off to other people. And now you're going to see people in his circle literally backing up from him.
Because he seemed to have a hardcore following and then, you know, things like that. So we're going to hold y'all to, we're going to hold it till, like he said, Donald Trump will not have a second term. So I'm going to hold you to that. And when it comes around, we're going to invite you right back on the show. All right. So give me some other predictions that you see that's coming within before December 31st, maybe, and then some predictions in 2020.
Okay. General predictions is telling me, and I posted this on my Facebook. Let's just say it's going to be a lot of collapse. Let's start with the banking system. The banking system is going to start, and the whole financial system, and, you know, because we got a warning back in 2008, you know. And if you go back to 1942, the banking system just started coming up. So because they wasn't doing right by the banking system, you can actually start seeing now. This actually started from, I'll go back 2 years ago, or last year around April, when the banking system is being taken over. Now, let's use an example. Cash App, Venmo. Not regulated. The banking system. Airbnb is not regulated. Dega real estate. Uber and Lyft is not regulated. Mm-hmm. Dega transportation. Crypto money is not regulated. Dega the stock market. So it's in the Bible, it speaks about a 77-year, you know, in the financial area, which is what we're going through right now. So when this is breaking down, an old system that we was warned to break down in 2008. So when you see a financial collapse, it's actually a liberation of an old system. You're going to see a financial collapse soon. There's mm-hmm. people behind the scene that's going to try to stop it. But this is opening the door for people to be like life coaches taking over university professors. Entrepreneurs is creating better jobs for people. So it's basically bringing freedom from an oppressed financial system, which they might put in the media, like all of this is collapsing. So you can start seeing that coming in. Also, you can see liberation again. So you're going to see a lot of things across the border, issues with certain other countries pulling out of the EU. You can see immigration is about to be addressed again. This is how I predicted weather storm that was going to happen all year. We're coming out of that. So still got some minor issues with that. You can see a big structure in the banking system. A lot of people is coming into spirituality versus churches now. you know, and I'm not going to say which is good, which is bad, because I believe astrology is a spiritual based practice. Maybe next time we can go more and deep into that. And as I'm speaking right now, it's going to be a lot of breakup, a lot of issues as I speak right now from now to December with relationships. So we got energy coming in. Let's say Pluto, for instance, and Saturn. Saturn brings karma. Pluto reveals secrets and brings death, transformation, life, and birth. This is all going down planet as we speak in business partnerships, sex, finance, relationships. A lot of things people might have thought they were getting away with, it's being revealed. But a lot of people are also getting new blessings in this area. You know what I mean? And as far as transportation, people is going to be more coming out of the banking system with transportation into purchasing their car, you know, even colleges. I can see colleges going down because people are going to be self-taught. So it's a lot of things that's coming around that they're going to make look bad, but it's actually a better system, something we should have been working with from the beginning, because a lot of people actually got caught in the college system. College ain't for everybody. Church system with fake pastors. You know, a lot of people got caught up in the system. So with Pluto and Saturn, Pluto bringing down karma towards structural system, which is actually in Capricorn, and that rules the corporation. So it's going to be a lot of corporation issues that's being addressed, exposed, revealed, dealt with, ending international, you know, crisis for the better of humanity. And new technology is coming like nobody never seen it.
Wow, yo. Let me tell you something. This has been a very powerful show. We actually went 15 minutes over. I just had to let you complete those thoughts. Yeah. If people want to learn more about you, John, maybe they want to hire you as a on a regular. Where could they get in touch with you at, sir?
Yeah, right now, you can follow me. My main platform, because I love my followers, is Facebook, and that's www.facebook.com/John Hardy Now. Again, that's www.facebook.com/John Hardy Now. Also, if you want to email me, you can email me at John@JohnHardyNow.com. So any questions you may have, that's John@JohnHardyNow.com. And if you would like to book a session with me, my website is actually JohnHardyNow.com.
Boom. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you learned something here today from Mr. John, because he broke down a lot of stuff in a very short period of time, and it ain't no way in the world we could get everything, some of your questions you may have. So, but I want you to remember this. According to a 1999 study, the word horoscope and astrology were the two most searched topics on the internet. Astrology is considered to be both an art and a science. Astrology is an art because interpretation is needed to bring the different aspects together and formulate an idea of an individual's character traits. However, the mathematical part of astrology is also considered to be a science because it requires an understanding of astronomy and mathematics. All right. Leo X and Paul III also relied on astrology for advice, while Julius II has chosen his coordination date astrologically. All I can tell you is this, ladies and gentlemen. It becomes very interesting when you're dealing with someone who actually knows how to put it all together and who can actually, you know, give you an interpretation of what it is you are looking for in your life, your business, your love. You know, and someone like John can do those things for you. So I hope you reach out to him, you know, tell him you heard it right here on the Benny Randall Show. And we appreciate you. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to BennyOnDemand.com. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., right here on Bashani Radio, worldwide on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere that you can get your powerful podcasts. Worldwide, you can get it here. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. You can't do a damn thing about it.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world, on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.